Actually, my opinion, not a bidyevid change, but actually a very appropriate change. I believe that the biggest, and you have to call things out. In my opinion, the biggest struggle in yeshiva is midterms. The biggest test is midterms. And to have chizuk mamish in the middle, before, while you're about to take a midterm. Guys have midterms this afternoon? Mamish, to just be able to talk about it, Rabbi Isai, if you can misgaber on it, and triumphant, so then I really think you have everything in the bag. So we're talking right now, and we're in the midst, we're mamish in the zman, of one of the hardest times, in my opinion, YU, more than finals, maybe registration, ish loden. Depends on the, but the I always timed that that was a stressful point in time because that was like Megala on the Osset. But midterms, there's your mom is taking finals. You're in the middle of the daily schedule, and you don't have any reading week. You don't have anything. It's difficult. It's difficult, and you want to do well. And that those are all the assumptions that I'm talking about right now. Person who, like Rav Moshe says, once you're doing it, do it right. You wanna try and strive and do well, but at the same time, how do you balance that I'm a ben yeshiva, and that I wanna be that boy that's still shayach to that nativ lifestyle that was kol kulo Torah. So what is my mind frame? How is my approach during this complicated time? So number one, it's able to speak and to recognize that for everyone it's complicated. And you're not alone in this one. And I'm telling you that this, I found this to be my greatest struggle when I was in YU, and I see it. I see it across the board for everyone. So to know that your struggle is not, you're not the only one struggling, imoy anoichi butzara is already alleviating, is already calming, is something that I think is helpful to acknowledge and to point out when you're going through this. Also to point out what I just said, that this is probably the greatest struggle. So if I could mamish succeed in this area, Rabbi Isai, I have everything down. And Baruch Hashem, I dealt with the greatest challenge of what Rabbi Elazan thinks is the greatest challenge in YU. So what is the Yisrael? So how do we go about it? We find ourselves, Rabbi Isai, in the Parshias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu introducing to us the mitzvah of mitzvah smila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that you have to, on the eighth day, this week's Parsha, Ben Shmein Asyomim, that you should yimol b'sar alosa. So there's a yidua de kakasha. Those of you that might have learned Maseches Kiddushin might have seen this kasha. Rishayim are all bothered by the fact that the Gemara has to quote a pasuk to exclude a woman from the mitzvah of Mila, that she is not mechuyev to bimal her child. So Tosfos has this kasha in Kiddushin on Daf Chavtes Amid Aleph. Tosfos has this kasha in Megillah on Daf Chav. There's a lot of Torah on this kasha, Rabbi Isai. I don't have time to get into all the terutzim. I wish I did. I wish it wasn't midterms. We can shtel on this kasha. Beautiful lumdis on this kasha. A lot of yesoidis had to deal with this kasha. Of why the Torah had to exclude women based on a pasuk. Yimol oso velo oso. He should be malin, the father should mal his child, but not the mother. Rabbi Isai, I'd like to share with you one teretz. And this teretz is not in the Rishonim. It's a teretz of the Baal Shagas Aryeh. The Shagas Aryeh wrote a sefer on Maseches Chagiga. It was called Turei Evan. And the Turei Evan on Daf Vav, I believe, in Chagiga, I haven't seen it in a while, tells us a yesoid that he thinks Tosfos Kash is not a Kash. Again, the Rishonim all asked the kasha, what do I need a pasuk to tell me that a woman doesn't have to, is not obligated in being mal her child to do milah for her child. The Rishonim all asked, of course she's not obligated. She's exempt from every time-bound mitzvah. And we know mitzvah's milah is a time-bound mitzvah. The Torah says in this week's parsha, it's only from 8 days and on. Zokta Turev and Rabbi Yisrael, and the Rishonim give all the different terutzim. Maybe it's Chiyuv Karis is different. Fine, whatever it is. Zokta Turev, what is a mitzvah sasei shazman grama? What does a time-bound mitzvah mean? Matzah. Matzah is a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. Shofar is a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. Is a woman obligated in shofar, Rabbi Yisai? No, a woman is not obligated in shofar. It's confusing because all the women want to hear a mitzvah shofar, but the taka not chayavos in mitzvah shofar. Okay? It's a time-bound mitzvah. You know why? Because it's one time during the year. Mitzvah matzah is one time during the year. Yeah, she's obligated in mitzvah matzah. That's because of a drasha. Really, it should have been a time-bound mitzvah. What do all those mitzvahs have in common? Says the Torah, and listen carefully, Rabbi Yisai. There was a mevatel to the mitzvah. Means there's time that the mitzvah exists, and once that time is gone, the mitzvah is over. Done. Bittul ha-mitzvah. I might be obligated in the mitzvah again later. Yeah, but that's a new mitzvah. That's a brand new mitzvah. It's a brand new Rosh Hashanah. It's a brand new matzah. It's a brand new Pesach. The mitzvah that exists here, even if it's a mitzvah that exists in the same year, and it's not just a yearly mitzvah, but that same mitzvah, says it to Re'evin, is a different chiyuv, a different mitzvah than what existed there. So that one mitzvah that existed is gone. Is nisbatel, is gone. Zokta Turev and Zokta Shagasarye. But mitzvah's milah is not like that. Why? You have a mitzvah to be mal on the eighth day, right? And then, I can't do it at night. It's time bound. You can't do it at night, right? And then, comes the ninth day and I didn't do it, right? What happens? Am I mechuyev to do it? Of course you're mechuyev to do it. Do the milah. What are you doing? Stop schlepping around. Do the milah, right? Says it to Turev. Is that a new mitzvah? Or is that the same mitzvah of the eighth day, just there was an interim period of a zman hefsek, but not a zman hamivatel? Says the Turi Evan, there are certain times that there, I can't perform the mitzvah. I can't be there and I can't do it. But that doesn't mean the mitzvah is over. It just means technically I wasn't able to perform. But that same situation, that same mitzvah, that same chiyuv, Zokta Turevin, recurs again the next morning at an opportunity with sunlight that I'm able to perform the mitzvah. What's the yisoy that the Turevin is telling us, Rabbi Yisai? It's a geshmak ateres for the sugi of mitzvah seish hazman grama. But I think he's telling us something more fundamental, Rabbi Yisai. And this is a yisoid that you have to take with you for the rest of your life, not only for midterms. There's a difference between a hefsek and a mevatel. Certain times I might be called to do something, to have a responsibility, to take care of something else that is not necessarily the way and the vibe and the kav that I did things in Nativ, or when I was fully immersed in the Beis Medrash. And it was like the way I envision a Ben Torah and a Torah Dekiyid. But that doesn't mean that I'm not part of that reality. It doesn't mean that that mitzvah is gone. It doesn't mean that the chiyuv can't recur when I'm done with that matzah and with that hefsek. Because I approach it as a hefsek. And I don't approach it as a what? As a mevatel. That everything that was is gone. All the binyonim, everything that I accomplished, everything that I attained is garnished. Now I got to start over. No! That's the yisod of midterms. That's the yisod of a ben Torah. Toisis in Brachas and Daf Yud Aleph and Beis says, we've never seen such a thing. A person goes to classes all day and he comes to night seder and mitzvah Hashem. And Baruch Hashem, there are guys who are striving to come to night seder, and yet what? They don't make a birchas HaTorah.
Frektois is Akasha, Shifer, all these other mitzvahs. You have to make a new bracha. I have sick hadas. What's going on? Why don't you have to make a new beer? Because I'm mitzvah. Zoktoisvis, because you weren't totally nostalgic, your das, when you were out there. Because it's not starting things anew. Because what? I view everything that I was involved with, Rabbeisai, as what? As a ben Torah, as a person connected to those Yesoidus, to everything that I built, to everything that I accomplished, to everything that I believe in, and now I just have to take care of something else. That's a hefsik, that's not a mevatel. That's not a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. That's the Yesoid in our parsha. That's the Yesoid of mitzvah smila. Rabbeisai, that's the Yesoid of Avram Avinu, you know, in this week's parsha. Gemara in Shavuos discusses a machloikas when Avram Avinu asks, Al nasavur me'al avdech, right? He's speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now he has to what? Deal with the malachim. So he says the lashon of adnus, and the Gemara doesn't know, is that the Gemara has a machloikas, is he speaking to the Rabbeinu Shalom, or is he speaking to the malachim? You know what the yisoid of that Gemara is, Rabbi Yisai? It's all connected. Because Baruch Hu, don't think that I'm not still with you when I'm going to go do something else. It might look different. It might not look like my normal conversation. It might not look like my normal Seder, Rabbi Yisai. But everything that defined me then is what's defining me now. And I'm still just as much of a ben of the Rabbeinu Shalom, of an Eved Hashem, even if my environment looks a little different. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu called for me to go through a different type of a Nisayon right now. It's a mafsik. It's not a mevatel. Rabbi said, this is the Yisoid. You have to incorporate into your lives Hefsekim. Everyone has Hefsekim. I have Hefsekim. We all have Hefsekim. We have to internalize, we have to train ourselves that that's not a mevatel. That the mitzvah is still there. That the yesoid is still kayim. That what defines me is still, in essence, there, Rabbi Yisai. And that'll help with other challenges. With other challenges of things that people do, unfortunately, in the world of tests and research, and things that you might think are not so kosher. So what are they lacking? Then you're being a mevatel. Then what you know is true and what is halachically correct and what you're proud of in the Beis Medrash is not translating into the world of business, of lifestyle, of jobs, of taking tests. It has to be one theme. It has to be a hefsik. It has to not be a mevatel. Rabbi say this is so crucial above and beyond the technical midterms. This is going to find itself in your life in so many different areas. It's no geya for shaduchim. It's no geya for dating. It's no geya for chasnas for the summer. For what I do, for what I don't do, Rabbi say. Whatever the answer is, whatever the etzi you get, whatever the conclusion you draw, it has to be with this Turev. It has to be with this Yisoid. Nativ is still chai v'kayim. My sdarim are still chai v'kayim. Even if they're not as chai v'kayim, they are. Because the plant is still growing. It's just a little bit of a rainy day. But you know, when the sun shines, that plant's going to continue growing. Because no one ripped it out of the ground. Because no one destroyed it. And that Emir Tzashem will give me the koyach to be even a greater Ben Torah, even a greater Eved Hashem through the midterm experience, I say. You have to look at this as not a failure, as not Yeyush Chalisha Sadas, but this is what separates the true Bnei Torah from the non-true Bnei Torah. Because I can even be a Bnei Torah even with the Hefsik, Rabbi Yisai. Mirtz Hashem, I want to give you all a bracha. You should all internalize and recognize that this is a challenge, but it's a challenge you're going to get through, and it's a challenge that you're going to grow from. And Mirtz Hashem, to be even starker, and to be even greater, Mirtz Hashem, to get through the nisyonos of life. Please finish the food.